The Very First. Curious stories of first-time events and the stories behind them. Today's episode, Typhoid Mary. The year was 1906. In New York City, there was a strange occurrence, a sudden outbreak of typhoid fever, a very infectious and sometimes deadly disease caused by bacterium in impure water or food. It was fairly common in the developing world, but not in industrialized nations where sanitation was practiced. An investigator for the New York Department of Health made a startling discovery. In 20 of the cases he investigated, all of the households had just engaged a new cook, a woman named Mary Mallon. Tests verified that she was a carrier of the disease, which was transferred to the food she prepared. Typhoid Mary, as the newspapers called her, was detained at New York's Riverside Hospital until 1910. Upon her release, she again worked as a cook, this time changing jobs frequently and using aliases. And at nearly every place she worked, typhoid fever broke out after her arrival. She was caught again and returned to Riverside Hospital, where she remained until her death in 1938. Altogether, Typhoid Mary Mallon was responsible for at least 53 cases of typhoid fever, three of them fatal. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.